Well, Paul, the two early goals, did you?
Yep, simple as that. That's what we just said in there. You know, start the game, first minute kills you, and then the second one, 3 or 4 minutes later, so you're 2-0 down, and they're a good side. You know what I mean? I've been impressed with their forward line today. I think they're very good. So you don't have to give them chances. They can create chances, and then we the first one, as I said, he's driven from just inside their half. He's ridden four tackles, and we've literally just stepped out of the way instead of somebody being able to put a challenge in and try and affect it 30 yards that way. And then, as I say, in the end, it's a really, really soft penalty, and that's knocked us back. That's knocked the lads' confidence a little bit. And then, as I say, we, within minutes, we give another one. And as I say, it's a long clearance, a bouncing ball. You know, you either got to head home or you just got to put it out of play for a throw in. And as I say, where there's just a slight mix up between the Louis and the goalkeeper, I don't really know. But as I said, you got to deal with it. You know, if you don't know where you are, just put it out of play and regroup. But then that was it. Robin, once we're 2-0 down against a good side, powerful side, strong side, you know, got some good experience in there. It was always going to be a tough day at the office. We've just got to, as I said, we just said to the lads in there, now you've got to pick yourself up, dust yourself down. Things are probably going to get tougher before they get easier and better, you know. But we keep saying it. We have got players to come back. But in the meantime, whilst you wait for your players to come back, you've got to try and stem the tide of that. Not good enough today. Not strong enough. We looked a weak unit. If I'm being brutally honest today, we looked a weak unit. Look a defeated unit after the first 20 minutes. But we've said in the change rooms there, we're trying to pick some positives out of it. The second half, they've stuck at it. They haven't let their heads drop. Which they could have done. And it could have been 4, 5, and 6 then in the end. But as I said, they've stuck at it. But yeah, just nowhere near good enough today.
It was a difficult game anyway, Daz, was it?
It was, even coming into it, you know, as Paul's alluded to there, when the squad's as stretched as thin as it is with the number of players we've got out, and people would see, okay, making excuses, but you know, there's six or seven, the majority of which would probably start if they were available, but it is what it is, and we still felt with certainly the side, the starting 11, that there was enough in there, enough quality in there to make a better fist of it today. But and it's a bit like last week, really similar. Yes, we were stretched last week, but you look at the manner of the goals, all 3 goals today, 2 goals yesterday, last week, and that's we have to address that, we have to fix that, we have to be harder to score against. As Paul said, you know, do the sort of niggly little things like, you know, stopping people on the halfway line instead of allowing them to get to the heart of our defence. But when you're 50 odd seconds into a game and you give a penalty away, you know, we're not doing the basics as well. We're not saying man on, and you know, we're not clearing our lines early enough and then resetting. But for me, there's stuff to work with, and if we didn't think that we could address those things, then Paul and I wouldn't be doing what we're doing in terms of, you know, interim management. So we go again Tuesday. We get Tuesday, it has to happen, Derbyshire Cup game, and we want that to happen. We want that game to be on because we need to get Albie's suspension and Jensen's suspensions out of the way, and then we can get Kane Lee back, and ultimately we can get Harrison back. We'll have Steve Hart back at the club from Tuesday as well. So add those quality of players and the 2 or 3 others that I've missed. Will, we've got Will out. Robinson will be out for a few weeks now because obviously it's hamstring. Jack Harrison and Jack Andrews, sorry, it will probably be another 2 or 3 weeks. But every club has injuries and suspensions. But when we get some of ours back, and we may well get new ones added to the list, but I think we will be stronger and we will be a better side for it, whether that's Paul and I or whether that the club decides that the need to bring somebody else in. But we've got a good group here, we keep saying it, but we need to start seeing lessons learned. We can't keep saying the same things to players, and I think, you know, definition of madness is saying or doing the same thing and the same thing keep happening. So but yeah, disappointing one today, but we've tried to keep the lads' spirits up given the situation we're in, and we'll go again Tuesday and then next Saturday we'll be a lot stronger with the players that we've got back and see if we can find a formula to start us winning games.
Will you be using the same players on Tuesday, Paul, or
Well, obviously, I think one or two will probably need a little bit of a rest, but basically that's the squad that we've had today is the squad on Tuesday night. But it's an ideal opportunity to, you know, to give a run out to some of the younger lads as well now. You know, like obviously Cav's coming today, he may need a start to get him up to speed. One or two of the young boys now, do they get an opportunity to start the game on Tuesday night? So, you know, you want to take the cup competition seriously. But also you've got to look after some of your experienced players who picked up little knocks and niggles, like Louis Anthony. I mean, he's brave as a lion. He's playing, you know, he should really be out the side having a rest with his ankle and things like that. But, you know, he's prepared to put his body on the line for us whilst we're in these situations. So it might be that we have to, you know, look at resting him. But at least one or two of the younger boys out the youth team and reserves can hopefully come and make a good fist of it and a show. And let's see what they're all about. But yeah, we want to have a run in the competition. But we've also got to try and manage the squad, because it's really is a bit. You've seen it today again, three subs. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's what we've got at the moment. When you consider that there's 20 players in the group, and we've got you know 14 there, and as I say, three youth team players within that, you can see how stretched we are. Mm. And so, like Gaz says, you know, it's not about making excuses, but it's being reality. Realistic. Mm. It is the reality of the situation. You know, at this level, when you know you can normally cope with one or two injuries and suspensions. You can't cope with seven or eight, which is what we're having to put up with at the moment. And as I say, credit to the lads, you know, like, as I say, you know, Sturge, he's had a bloody nose today, but he's stuck with it. Louis Anthony, he's going through the pain barrier for us, putting his body on the line each week, and he is really struggling at the moment with his ankle. You know, so credit to them boys, and it's difficult, but like we've said in there, you know, you're gonna learn more about yourselves and as a group going through these tough times than if everything's honky-dory and you're winning games for fun. This is what they're learning about themselves. The reality, especially the younger boys now, is how difficult it is to make the transition from under-18 football, reserve team football, to first team football. And you can start to see now the strength, how quick these lads are. But again, you know, Stevie's come on and had another nice little 10 minutes. He sampled it. Ethan as well, another 10, 15 minutes for Ethan.
And Phil would have started
today. Phil would have started. And again, there's another lad with Phil. You know, he found Gaz this morning and he's got food poisoning. So, and he would have started today for us at fullback. Eli's come in, and as the game's gone on, Eli's done quite well. But again, needs fitness. So we know what we need. We know what we need to do, but we just need bodies as well now. We need our players back now to start competition for places a little bit more strength in depth. And when we've got that, then we can hopefully then be judged a little bit better in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Cheers. Thanks, gents.
Thank you, Ben.
All right.
Cheers. Cheers. Thank you, Rob.